Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. And I want to give you a bit of an update because, on all my social media platforms and over in davidvance.net, I have a little slogan which I came up with myself, and it says, "I will not submit, I will not comply." And I guess that came about because during COVID, Like you, I didn't submit to the propaganda. I certainly didn't comply with their stupid little rules and have no intention of ever doing so. But they have compliance tests in many, many different ways. It's not just about, will you wear a mask and look stupid? No, it's not about that. Will you take an experimental gene therapy and potentially risk your life? That's a high form of stupidity. But let's talk about a much lower form, but it's still compliance. Will you sit with the lights out for an hour? That's the question. And last night and tonight, as I record this, that's what some people are doing. Last night, so this is the National Grid basically asked people to see if they could reduce their power between 4:30 and 6 p.m. They did it last night. They're doing it tonight again. But guess what? Britons have revealed how they sat in the, I'm laughing, I shouldn't laugh, how they sat in the dark for an hour last night as 1 million homes and businesses slashed their electricity use, only to be told they will get as little as 5p off their energy bills. Now, they had been promised 20 quid. Turns out they're getting 5p for sitting in the dark, in the cold. Oh, my God, these people, so stupid. It was a compliance test. Don't you understand, you saps out there, that the government is never your friend? The government's not trying to save you money. If the government wanted to save you money, it wouldn't have supported the energy embargo against Russia, because that's what's caused the problem in the first place, right? But it turns out, and I saw people on, actually saw photographs of this on social media last night, people sitting in the dark, they've lighted a few candles, they're sitting in the dark, and I presume they have no heat, but it's okay because they're cooperating with government and with the National Grid, and they've saved a stunning 5p. You know, seriously, don't go with what the government tells you to do. Just please do not comply. If they wanted to reduce your energy costs, not by 5p, but by thousands of pounds, all they have to do is get off the antagonism towards Russia and the embargo on cheap Russian energy. That's what they have to do, but they don't want to do that. So on the one hand, they're doing things which is costing you thousands of pounds annually, thousands of pounds, and then they're turning around and saying, don't worry about it, here's a scheme, and this scheme will save you 5p. Even though they originally were told, no, it'll be 20 quid. Ah, it's 5p. Well, what's the difference? You know, they're taking the proverbial out of people. And unfortunately, there are too many people out there who just go along with whatever they're told to do. And in fact, there's some Brits, I think, oh, this is virtuous. Look at me. I'm going to take a photograph. Look at my lovely, cozy room. Yes, I've got the electric off. In fact, I saw somebody saying that they'd turned off all the power apart from the TV. I mean, have they any idea of electric consumption and what that means? They're not, you know, there's no significant saving going on. But what the government, I think, is trying to work out is how many Brits are prepared to turn the lights off themselves, turn their own power off, and for how long will they do that? That's the more salient factor. Because if they're going to ultimately, which I think they plan to do, introduce climate lockdowns, which essentially means power offs, then they need to have an understanding, well, will that be 5% of the population, 55% of the population, 95% of the population who will go along with that? Now, clearly, this was the first test. Last night was the first opportunity they had. Tonight's the next test. And I think they'll keep trying to push this to see, you know, have we got a million British households that are this stupid? Have we got 2 million? Could we make it five? How many? Where does that lie? I think that's what this is. This is an experiment. The people that were that are taking part in this last night and tonight don't realize it, but they're lab rats, just like they were lab rats when they allowed the vaccines to go into their arms for the unproven mRNA technology. Same lab rats. And the tragedy in our country is that there just seems to be this substrate of humanity who will literally do whatever, you know, whatever the government tells them to do. I remember when I was a child, people used to say, well, look, you know, you do something wrong and you blame it on your friend or whatever. And your parent would say, well, if they told you to jump off a cliff, would you jump off a cliff? And obviously the answer is no. But I'm afraid, I hate to break it to you, but for a lot of our fellow citizens, the answer is, well, if the government tells me to jump off the cliff, I am jumping off that cliff and I'm trusting the government to make sure nothing bad happens to me. And unfortunately, that's what this power off on the national grid is all about. It's a test of compliance. Turn your lights on. Keep them on. Thanks for listening.